3.14. Part 2.
How dangerous is free running?
On the face of it, what we do seems to be quite dangerous, but that's it doesn't touch on what we do. We're very, very safety conscious. We work in movies, commercials, where safety is paramount. I mean, everything we do is calculated. There's no risk taking. You know, if you see a big jump being done, we'd have practiced that at ground level thousands of times over and over and over. I think, if anything, the key word for what we do is repetition.
What attracted you especially about free running? Was it the risk element?
To a degree, the risk element played a part, but it was more about the sense of freedom. The way to be able to move within your environment with no limitations. You know, you don't need any equipment to take part, no skateboard or no BMX, you could just a pair of trainers and I'm ready to go. That was the real draw for me, just the freedom aspect.
Have you had many accidents since you've been doing it?
Well, if you're practicing this sport, you will pick up, you know, the odd scrapes here and there. You get blisters on your hands and calluses, which is normal. You might get the odd sprained ankle. Personally, I fell out of a tree once and fell on my head, which wasn't very nice, and I had to go to hospital here.
Is free running really something that anyone can do?
It helps if you have a background in some kind of sport, but it isn't essential. You can start from being a complete beginner. Gymnastics would help, but you could be, you know, just someone who plays football or does a bit of running and pick it up straight away. You know, as long as you start out very small scale and take your time, you know, there's no problem.